We have another guest here in studio, the West Central Research Extension and Education Center's Doug Hallam, who is a hydrogeologist coming in. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, Tanner. Doing great.
It's good to have you in. I think I got all that right with the WCREEC and the hydrogeologist. That's a lot to introduce there.
It certainly is. I never can get it right, so I'm going to trust you. Yeah. Trust you on that one.
Very good. Very good. Let's talk water. It's in the name of what you do, and obviously water drives everything in our area for agriculture. Let's. You've got a new water conditions report in development right now.
Yeah, we do. So. It's kind of, you talk to people and you know whether it's rained or not recently, right?
And farmers will tell you whether or not it has.
Yeah, and we go from feast or famine in that. It's either pouring or it's not raining at all. And we kind of know that. We see, we all watch our weather reports at night and stuff. And I get this idea from the weather report at the university. We have working groups And those working groups, we sit down, and the one thing that I really liked doing was hearing the weather report from our state climatologist in those meetings, and I was like, well, I wonder if we could do a water report sort of like that, and a water conditions report or a water supply kind of a report. And it's actually kind of more complicated than you might think, because if you can look at stream gauges and get numbers. Okay, so what do those mean? You can look at groundwater wells, and any given time you look at the wells across the state, it's usually a mixed signal of some sort. Right. So how do you parse that out? We have snowpack in the North Platte Basin, in the South Platte Basin, and that snow is or should or ought to come down those rivers at some point and fill in the storage. And then we have reservoir storage as well. So you've got state agencies, you've got federal agencies, you've got different data sources and all these sorts of things. And I tried putting together this sort of a comprehensive report, and it takes days and days to gather all the information, and then how do you make it into one or two numbers that's informative for people? So I was talking to a faculty last year, and he said, this is a really good idea. You know, I'm not sure you're going to be able to do it, because I can't dedicate a week of my time every time I want to do a water conditions report. He said, maybe we should talk to some IT people. And he's got this program that he works with where we collaborate with people who are studying computer science in Mexico. And they put in a project proposal that says we need these elements to derive these reports. And they see if they can't do computer-based solutions to gather that information, to generate the statistics needed to do those. And so we're working together right now through the spring semester with a class out of Guadalajara, Mexico. And they took on, I outlined the project for them, and they said, yeah, we'd like to do this.
Wow.
So that was a pretty cool thing.
It's a neat collaboration.
Yeah, and it's interesting how many different details will go into it ultimately. And so just right now, I pulled some numbers last night, and just to get general sense, and the North Platte River snow report is at 121%. South Platte River is at 95%. Stream flow, we have dozens of gauges of stream flow. Many of those are below normal in the Republican River. They're roughly below normal in the South Platte River, but the signals are kind of mixed there. And then there's some below and some above normal in the North Platte River. So what does it all mean? Who knows, right?
Right.
Groundwater, we've got dozens of wells. We've got different changes in different locations in Nebraska on our real-time network. And reservoir storage, we have numbers, but those are all in elevation or storage volume. So they're not, is it normal? Is that high? Is that low? We don't necessarily know that. So we're going to try to resolve all this with the computer science students and whatnot. And so we can bring something to you fairly regularly that says, this is what the water supply in the North Platte Basin looks like. This is what this water supply in the South Platte Basin looks like.
Well, the good news is at least we started off well with the snowfall.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good way to at least start off the precipitation year.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's kind of shut off at this point, but we did get a good amount of snow.
Yeah, I was really happy we got the snowfall, and it seems like you go from snow to a week later, they're saying, well, it's warm, so watch out for floods, to a week later saying it's windy, so watch out for wildfires. And it's crazy how quickly those things change in the high plains.
But we should see some that water coming down then from the snowpacks out to west.
Yeah, so that water will work its way through the stream gauges and into the reservoirs and stuff, and will store much of that. You know, they'll divert it. In the North Platte, the Wyoming gets 25% of that water supply, and 75% is allocated to Nebraska. So mostly we'll see it in the North Platte. Colorado's a little different on the South Platte. And we know that the legislature and the governor have been talking about the South Platte River of late. And that kind of brings me to the other thing I wanted to mention was last fall, the film studies students at our local North Platte Senior High got interested in that news report about the Perkins County Canal project.
Right.
And they worked together as it collaborated with a number of folks to produce a documentary film called Water War, the Perkins County Canal Project. And I saw the article in the paper about it and called Philip up, their advisor, and asked if I could see it, one, and I did, and talked to him a little bit about it and said, it's a really terrific piece of work. Can we screen it at West Central? And so we're going to be doing that on May 8th. This is really kind of a cool piece of work. We're going to screen it in the big classroom there and have folks out. Kent Miller, our local NRD manager, who was interviewed for the film, has said that he'll stop by and chat with us about the film and be at that meeting as well. So we'll be able to maybe ask him a question or two. And I don't know if there's any project updates on it right now, but Kent will know those things if there's been any movement on it recently. And of course, the legislature passed the bill allocating $50 million last time. So those feasibility studies and things should be underway now.
Very good. That's one of the many upcoming events you have.
Yeah, there's a lot of upcoming events going on. And those are at the county office and the research center. There's beekeeping, there's 4-H speaking contests, there's animals inside and out, there's a spring plant sale, and then this North Platte High documentary. And those things, you can follow West Central on Facebook or Twitter. I don't know. I don't do those things.
You're not in charge of those?
So those tech-savvy folks out there, if you're watching Facebook and Twitter, you should see most of that there. And they may be through the research office or through the county office, or you can just call Jackie at 308-696-6700. That's our main line out at the center, and she can point you to the right person.
I'm going to say that you're getting more tech savvy, though, because you're with this collaboration with this school down in Mexico. It sounds like you're going to be more tech savvy.
They're certainly dragging me along along the way forcing me to learn a few things about coding and how APIs work and that sort of thing. So it's I'm doing it reluctantly. And one of the things I told a colleague a long time ago is I didn't want to be a computer programmer, and I find myself over and over having to do it these days. So it's the way of the world.
That's right. Doug Hallam, a hydrogeologist at West Central Research Extension and Education Center. Well, thank you so much. Anything else you want to touch on this morning?
I just mentioned my job is a service position. If anybody wants to get a hold of me and ask their question directly, they can email me at dhallum, D-H-A-L-L-U-M, 2, the number, at UNL.edu, or call me at 308-696-6743.
Very good. Doug, thanks so much for talking water with us. Let's get some rain.
I hope so.
Not a lot of chances this week. Maybe next week, maybe we'll have some and we can fill up all, and it won't be a problem, man. I imagine it will. I would imagine we're not going to get a ton, but let's hope we can get some spring showers. Thanks for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.